I am speaking with Bridge Magazine senior writer Ron French. We're talking about a couple of stories which have appeared recently on healthcare in Michigan, specifically on proximity and some health statistics which have been found by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Ron, thank you very much for taking some time to speak with us.
It's good to be here.
Can you tell us, as you put together these stories, what do you think they tell us about the state of health and healthcare in Michigan right now?
These stories show a wide disparity of health outcomes across the state. And it doesn't always follow patterns you would think would make sense. It's not that all the healthiest people or the people who live the longest are all in one part of the state. You see some vast differences, and it raises some real questions about why there are such disparities, even within counties just next to each other.
Now, one of the stories is called Michigan's STD Belt. It's not what you think. And it tells us about the rate of sexually transmitted diseases in Michigan. Should people in Kalamazoo County, for instance, be concerned that it has the fifth highest rate of STDs in the state?
Well, there are differences of opinion on that. Kalamazoo does have a high rate of reported infections of sexually transmitted disease, specifically chlamydia, is what this study looks at. There were a reported 696 cases per 100,000 residents. That way they can compare county to county, depending on not worry about the population, which is high both nationally and it's high for the state. But what we seem to feel when we looked at the data a little more and talked to some experts is that this may not mean it certainly means that there's not a difference in sexual activity between the states. Nothing's different going on in bedrooms in Kalamazoo than there are in Houghton or Marquette. What I think is going on more likely is that there's a difference in reporting between counties, and that raises its own issues.
Yeah, could that be a problem, that there's not necessarily a good way of getting at these numbers, and perhaps that there's a big difference in discovering and testing and those sort of things?
Absolutely, Gordon. What you'll find is that we found this strip of counties that run across the state, actually following I-94, oddly enough, going all the way from Wayne County through Kalamazoo to Van Buren, and that have among the highest STD rates in the state. We thought, well, gosh, what's going on here? Well, when you look at it closer and check around, you find that 11 of the among the counties that have the highest STD rates, 11 of the top 12 also have a Planned Parenthood office. Well, what does that mean? Well, it means that the Planned Parenthood offices do a very good job of, when women come in, they do tests for everything imaginable. And so people get tested for STDs at a much higher rate in counties that have a Planned Parenthood as opposed to a lot of other counties, especially rural counties. You'll find in this STD chart that it have very low rates of STDs in the UP and in the northern lower peninsula. So you think, does that mean something actually about infections, or does it actually mean that so few counties, well, none of the counties up there have Planned Parenthood, but second, many of them don't even have an operating OBGYN. One-fourth of the counties in the state, Gordon, do not have an OBGYN. So does this mean there are higher rates actually of infection in the lower in some of the counties such as Kalamazoo, or does it just mean that women are having more access to being tested?
And we should explain here, one of the reasons that chlamydia is picked to study this is because it doesn't cause symptoms in most people who have it. So the test might be done in some other way, testing for something else, and it would show up.
Absolutely. And about half the people who have chlamydia don't even know it. There are no symptoms. But it can be dangerous, especially for women, if left untreated. And it is curable with simple antibiotics. So it is something that's worth finding out about. But so if you're not having symptoms, there's no reason to be tested. But a lot, if you're in an area where you're going in for other tests anyway, you might find out about this when you would not find out about it in a lot of counties where you would not have these types of tests.
So could it be argued that actually a higher rate of STDs, knowing what we know right now, is actually something that you can view positively about your county, that it indicates that there are healthcare services and testing available?
I think there's a lot to be said for that. When you see a rate like you see in a Kalamazoo, what that is probably indicating is that more women are availing themselves of testing. And once they are tested, they're getting cured. We really don't know what the actual rates of STDs are in some counties of Michigan because the testing is so infrequent.
Now, you have another story which says living on the right side of the county line means more life and better health. Specifically, this is examining Washtenaw and Wayne counties, which are right next to each other, and Washtenaw ranks the best, according to the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation for Health Factors. Wayne County ranks the worst. There are some other places in the state, though, where this also applies. Kalamazoo County is at 16th, while Calhoun County to the east is at 74th, and Van Buren is at 58th, and there's other pockets like that you can find around the state. But I suppose the very interesting question is, how do people living so close to each other, just across the county line, how do they have such different likelihoods for what they're probably going to experience for health over their lifetimes?
It's a very fascinating question, and one which I think has some policy implications. When we looked at Wayne and Washtenaw, for an example, the life expectancy of men in Wayne County is 6 years shorter than just one county to the east, than men in Washtenaw County. 6 years. Washtenaw County men live the same length of time on average as men in Switzerland. Wayne County men live the same amount of time as men in Syria. It's a huge difference right next door to each other, and both counties have excellent hospitals and every kind of specialist you can imagine. So what can make the difference? When you talk to experts, it has little to do with health care, but it does have to do with health. What it has to do with is things like education and economics. What you'll find in counties such as Wayne County, and I think probably you'll find the same sort of pattern if you were to look at Calhoun and Van Buren right next to Kalamazoo, those counties will probably have a lower median family income, probably lower average education. Those factors actually have a lot more correlation to health outcomes than how good your hospital is.
So if you're going to translate into policy implications, what are some of the things that might lead policymakers to debate and discuss?
If you had a choice as a policymaker between putting more money into hiring more doctors and putting more money into education, put it into education. Because in the long term, the more education you have, the better job you'll have, more money you'll make, the better chance you'll be insured that you have health insurance, the better chances you'll live a healthy life. It's a long-term problem. Certainly there are areas of state that are underserved by medical personnel. But in the long term, the solution to this starts with more education.
And so we're into some things like behavior, which is often tied to education, and of course access to some sort of health insurance, so you can make more routine visits to the doctor, get checkups, as opposed to relying on the emergency room.
Absolutely, especially in some parts of the state, Gordon, where you find families have lower income than in some of the urban areas. What you'll find is people putting off going to the doctor, or people with chronic diseases such as diabetes will not keep up their regular medications. If there's a choice, if I'm a parent, if there's a choice between me getting my monthly medications for diabetes and putting food on the table for my kids, you and I are both going to make the same decision. We're going to buy the food. And so a lot of times these, especially with diabetes is a perfect example where conditions worsen if you do not keep up on your medications. It's the sort of thing where it's a vicious cycle that if you are living in poverty, if it increases your stress, it increases the chances that you're not going to have decent insurance so you can afford your medication, and then your health gets even worse.
Would it be going too far to say that the correlation between the health of a community and the quality of the hospitals and healthcare institutions nearby is not very strong? I mean, is there some correlation there between having quality institutions in your backyard and the health of the people who live around them?
Oh, sure. There absolutely is a correlation. You look at Washington all having being number one in the state in health. And they also and in Ann Arbor there in Washtenaw County, they also have the number one ranked hospital in the state. So there's absolutely a correlation. But the best hospital in the world is not going to be able to help you if you are not able to take regular medications because either you can't afford it or you don't have insurance. So they played a role together. And a lot of the medical experts I've spoken to say that if you want to know about the health of residents of a county, you need to look at the economic health of the county.
And that strong relation, that correlation will probably be very strong throughout that correlation. If there is strong economic growth and the economic numbers are up, you can almost always count on the health numbers also being strong as well.
Absolutely. Look at Leelanau County in northern Michigan. You'll see it as just a pocket of great health. It also is as a pocket of high median income. And I find it hard to argue against that being the reason.
Now, one more thing here. You have an interesting chart on Bridge, which shows the top 20 counties for overall health outcomes. And you note that 11 of them have lake frontage, and that includes Leelanau County, also includes Allegan and Ottawa counties. Was anyone able to draw some sort of connection between living somewhere where you're close to one of the Great Lakes and why that might result in healthier outcomes?
I know some realtors who would love to make that correlation. Who would love
sure
to sell
would.
More homes along the water. But no, none of our experts really spoke to that at all. It was just an interesting thing that we noticed that a lot of the counties that had healthier residents happened to be along the lake. But frankly, I can understand why. If I were looking at the lake, I might be a lot less stressed than I am now.